Hey, let's do it. Good morning. Sprock, it's Hunter.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Let's see. Today, we got a chance for some flurries, some freezing drizzle. That's going to happen this morning, but it's going to be a high of 43. It's honestly warm the next couple days, and then it drops, and then it's high, and it's, I don't know. It's
like,
weird.
Like electric bicycle warm?
Yes, you could take your electric bicycle out and get hit by a bus. That's what I hoped. Local radio host dies after being hit on his electric bicycle.
Because he was riding an electric bicycle.
Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out. Chad Medlin. What's up, man?
Chad.
I saw Chad. He was at the wedding I did this past Saturday. He's like, nice. You never see him. I mean, you never ask.
Yeah, we'll say your name, Chad.
What's up, Chad?
You dumbass.
He's a cool dude.
Chad, thanks for listening, Chad. Does he work for Pump That Scepter, or are you just giving him a shout-out?
I just thought.
Oh, he's just out of there. I was like, oh, does he work there? No, I just wanted a shout-out.
Yeah.
What's up, Chad? Let's see here. This is kind of cool. Well, I guess if you're rich. 1968 Ford Mustang, driven by actor Steve McQueen in the classic movie Bullet, sold for $3.4 million.
It's a badass Mustang, man.
Most ever for a Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And the second highest price ever paid for an American muscle car.
Wow. What color?
The Mustang in that is black.
Black.
It's between a Mustang and a Challenger. It's a classic.
Have you seen the Ford versus Ferrari movie?
I haven't yet.
It's pretty decent.
Matt Damon. He's in that movie.
Yeah.
But no, I have not seen that
one. I watched a little short documentary on it. It was kind of like a takeoff of the movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, man.
Not too bad. Okay.
Ford and Ferrari. You know, I think Enzo Ferrari or whatever his name.
Yeah.
The owner of Ferrari put in like all of his money at that time just to beat Ford in the, what was it called? The Lorenzo?
The Le Mans?
Le Mans.
The Le Mans race?
Yeah. It's a 24-hour race. And it's funny, Ferrari won that race.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the manufacturer that won the race. So Ferrari had their own team, right?
Yeah.
But you can have private teams too. So an American team got put together and they bought a Ferrari.
Oh.
And so the American team won with the Ferrari, but Ferrari was like, well, it's our car, so we're just going to claim it.
We're going to claim it, yeah.
So,
damn. I wanted a Ferrari kick.
I wanted Acuras are really nice. But I wanted a Ferrari kick.
It gets me.
Acuras are really nice.
It gets me every time. It gets me every damn time. Lastly, well, it seems a lot of us get stressed on Sunday because of
football teams.
Yeah, because of football teams. 88% of Americans responded to a survey said they had a feeling of anxiety when thinking about Monday morning. And according to the research, the exact time those Sunday blues come around hit at 3:58 p.m. That's when we start going, oh.
Damn, on the dot, huh?
On the dot. Not 3:57. Not 3:57. Not 3:59.
Nope.
3:58.
Oh.
Do you ever get anxious about work on Monday?
Not really, because I love my job.
That's true.
You know?
There's never really a time where I'm like, no.
And even if so, that thought slightly gets put in my head. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You could be
You'd have to wake up in the morning and actually try.
Yeah.
What were you saying the other day? You had to adjust because when your feet are up, you can't. What was it?
What?
You're just saying, because your feet are up, you've had to adjust something.
Yeah.
And instead of not putting your feet up, you'd rather adjust the other part so you can keep your feet up. That's, hey, you know what? That's just working smarter, not harder, buddy. I'm proud of you. Well, for all you that had the Sunday blues, that's why they have booze, and it'll fix that. Hey, that's your morning dump.
The morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.